Somebody wanted to call up and voices of characters and friends we've had on the show to on this final week kind of give their own goodbyes. And I think that goes
that's very
for,
nice.
I think he's here,
that.
Ladies and gentlemen. It is Dr. Phil Good on the show. Yes,
okay,
Dr. Phil.
First of all, when I heard the news.
Right.
Hang on first, KB. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
This is going to be an A-B conversation between me and Mart Lee. Okay.
Okay.
A-B. Mart Lee. Not KB.
Okay.
But A-B. You got me?
Just you two.
By the way, you realize
what's that?
You're the only one that HR could fire this entire week. Is it pointed out?
Yeah, that has been brought up.
We talked about that.
Yeah, we know about that.
All right, now, Marley.
Yes, Dr. Phil.
Look at me.
Yes.
Look.
I am.
You're looking
right. I'm looking right at you.
You're on the
contact
phone.
Look at me.
It's hard because you're on the phone.
Yeah, every time.
Have you thought this through completely?
I don't know. I've waffled back and forth.
Okay, that's good. I mean, I'm glad that you're firm and you're ready. Sounds like you're resolute in your decision there.
I was going to help you through it a little.
But sometimes you got to go on your own journey because you're your own compass.
Okay.
You got to follow your own arrow.
What?
My arrow?
Another such Casey Musgraves album title.
That's right.
That's right.
That's coming from.
Oh, okay.
You know, sometimes, though, it can happen. People regret the decisions they make in life.
I'm not going to lie, Dr. Phil. I'm a little worried about that.
Well, that's really tough to deal with. I'll tell you that now, isn't it?
It is.
Yep. Well, best of luck to you on that. Look,
come on,
can you help me with that?
That's not helpful.
Okay, let's get to it. What level with me?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
It's you, me, and we are in the Dr. Phil trust tree.
We are
the trust tree.
All into my arms with your eyes closed.
Feel like you're not listening.
Let go back and tell us what's the real reason you're leaving.
The real reason?
Well,
come on.
It's a toxic work environment, isn't it?
No.
That's it. Yeah.
There's no toxic work
God
environment.
God bless that soul who comes along next.
Because I've paved the way.
You know, I know about it.
Yes, you do. On your show.
I bet you do. That's what I hear. Yeah. Maybe we should be talking to you.
I've
always said there needs to be more conflict on this show.
Okay.
And I've tried to create it myself just a hair.
You're doing a good job this morning.
Yes, you're doing quite well.
Mortally, as you enter the final chapter of your life.
What?
Are
you breaking character?
I'm off, yeah.
Hang on.
Get back into character. Get back into character.
Line, please.
Can you do it? There is no line when nothing is written
the
past this point.
The final chapter of my life? I'm not dying, Dr. Phil.
Sorry, wrong script. I'm reading from a pamphlet right now.
Okay.
The 12 steps of grief? We'll talk about that Monday after she's gone, and we'll start the healing.
That's the healing process.
Teasing it forward. There it is. Dr. Phil Good.
Punchline out.
Punchline out.
Wow.
There
that
it
was
is.
Completely no help
that
at all.
Feel better?
Not at
chaotic.
All.
No, it
wasn't. That's how
not
healing happened.
That's not.
Through pain.
Through pain. There he goes. Glad we could fit that in. Really glad.